Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is calling for the passage of the Microbead-Free Waters Act. The bill would prohibit the sale of products with microbeads in New York State by 2016. If passed, New York State would be the first in the nation to ban the products. He says the issue with the plastic beads is that they're washed down the drain and passed through wastewater treatment plants and into waterways.
When they get into Lake Erie or any other waterway or Lake Ontario, they serve as little toxin sponges. They soak up toxins. And when the fish eat them, the toxins stay in the fish. These can cause cancer. These can cause birth defects for folks who eat that fish. This is a serious, serious health threat that we need to stop.
Across the state, 19 tons of microbeads are washed down the drain each year. The report finds that Lake Erie has the highest concentration of the beads out of all of the Great Lakes. Manufacturers such as Procter & Gamble, Unilever, and Colgate-Palmolive have already committed to phase out the use of microbeads in their products. SUNY Fredonia Associate Professor Sherry Mason says for companies that are hesitant, there are alternatives.
Grape seeds in this area, we have lots of grapes. So you could grind those up and use those. I use a facial scrub that uses ground up walnut husks, sugar, salt, cocoa beans. So you could choose to wash your face with chocolate instead of washing it with plastic. So there are natural alternatives. And actually what's happened is that we used to use the natural alternatives, and over the last 20 years, we've switched from these natural alternatives to using plastic.
Schneiderman says there is no effective way to remove the tiny microbeads from waterways. He says watersheds will have to naturally sanitize themselves. But he says the only solution is to ban the use of them to prevent further contamination. The bill unanimously passed in the Assembly and is currently being considered in the Senate. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.